My name's Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. And with that, we are ready to send it over to Studio 2A. So pleased this week to be joined by the group Crystal Radio. They'll be celebrating their album release this upcoming Saturday over at Club Congress. So we'll hear some of those new songs tonight here live, and we'll chat about the new album and a whole lot more. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, Crystal Radio.
Full moon. stream that flows down. I am the sunshine, you are the driving rain that drowns me.
I was 17 when you walked through the door.
Thank you.
This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with Crystal Radio. Thanks for coming down tonight, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
So let's start off with introductions. We'll go around the room. Everybody can let us know who they are, what they're doing tonight.
Sounds good. I am Amelia Poe, a.k.a. Paula Catherine Valencia.
Daniel Diaz.
What do you guys play?
Oh, I sing and I play a crystal theremin that was invented by Daniel.
I'm playing guitar.
I'm Ben. I'm playing the violin.
Gabriel Sullivan on the guitar.
Turland on bass.
And Winston is playing drums.
Although he's really giving a valiant effort to try to get into the mic we have on his snare there. In any event... What is the genesis of this project, Crystal Radio?
The genesis is really about endings and beginnings. And 3 years ago, Daniel and I went off on a road trip to kind of like find this kind of new beginning to our relationship and our lives and marriage and creativity. And we kind of stumbled upon, we went to Santa Fe, and we stumbled upon a cool little town called Jerome, and it just kind of inspired us and brought up all these kind of mystical things and just kind of the spirit of the mysticism of the Southwest. So.
Did you know what you were getting into when you stumbled upon Jerome? Did you know anything about the town?
We really didn't know that much about it, except that, you know, Maynard lived there.
Right.
Made really great wine. So we're like, yeah, let's go have some wine. So the next thing we know, we're being haunted and, you know, getting in touch with our inner selves. So, yeah. It's kind of cool.
So how did that experience lead us to where we are now with this batch of songs and this album that's coming out on Saturday? What's the through line from that road trip and that experience to the music we're hearing tonight?
So we wrote a batch of songs, and I met with Gabe Sullivan, and he let me hear one of the projects he was working on with Billy Sotomayor, and listened to that project, and it was just brilliant. And Paulo and I were looking for somewhere to record these batch of songs that we had written, and I reached out to Gabe, and I was worried that he would say no, and he said yes. And
he said hell yes, which was even better.
Yeah. There you go.
So it was great for us because Paul and I have been producing music for, you know, 17 years, and It was great to give him the responsibility to produce it, and he's such a great producer. And I think what he did with the songs is really magical.
Gabe, what were you trying to accomplish with this batch of songs while you were wearing your producer's hat?
I think it was as simple as put the best rhythm section in two songs behind them, and you can't go wrong with that.
Does this work?
We're having an XLR cable problem there.
Hey.
That's all right.
Hey.
There's a ghost in here.
There you are.
Sometimes I work.
Yeah. Is it me?
It's me.
So you started off by putting together this rhythm section that you've played with in many other capacities as well, with Tua and with Winston. What did you see your role as being in terms of helping to shape the sound of the album? Is that something where you felt like you were playing an active role, or were you trying to be a vessel to, you know, let Paula and Daniel kind of channel what they were trying to achieve?
Well, I think the most apparent thing to me, having heard their last project, Blind Divine, for so many years, and realizing how loud and really rock and roll that project was, I think from what they were telling me about their trips to Jerome and where the songs were coming from, and when we started demoing them, they seemed so natural on acoustic instruments and with a more wood and earth tone vibe. And I think we really took that approach in the studio with a lot of hand drums and mallets and I think the word we've used more than anything is primal. It's a very of the earth. And dirt kind of record, I think.
Now, one thing that stands perhaps in contrast to the notion of something that's being primal and earthy is you made a reference to the crystal theremin that you developed. Tell us a little bit about that and how it's employed.
Yeah, we on our road trips, we were listening to Tinariwen, which is a really wonderful band. And we, Daniel and I really love just kind of the, almost like chaos, but still kind of held together with rhythm and just beautiful tones. And he had this idea to make an instrument for me to play and that was similar to a theremin. And so he invented this instrument for me. And we tried to find this like really cool housing for it, which is a crystal radio from 1900 France.
Wow.
So it's kind of its own thing. It's the like only one of its kind in the world. So
wow.
It's kind of fun.
And does it operate in the same fashion as a traditional theremin, or is there anything different about the way that you manipulate sound with it?
It's really like containing chaos or kind of controlling chaos. So
right.
It's kind of an interesting thing to do, actually.
Yeah.
So, and it's really kind of energy and just sound and feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot of really other interesting things too that are kind of a secret.
And it just looks cool too.
And it's beautiful.
It's really beautiful. Yeah. So the album release is going to be on Saturday over at Club Congress. The album is Ghost in You. We'll talk more about the album and about the show and a whole lot more during our next break. But why don't we get back into the music here? You're listening to Crystal Radio in Studio 2A.
Thank you. Bring the devil out of you. Believe it. Let you make your wish come true. She walks in the perfect light, right through you, like a ghost in the night.
Last night I felt
This is Locals Only. My name is Matt Milner, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Crystal Radio. Thanks again for coming down tonight.
Thank you, Matt. This is great.
So in the liner notes for the new album, Ghost in You, there's a reference to the fact that this is the first of two movements for this project. So tell us a little bit about
That's right. Well, we actually recorded, I believe, 11 songs in Jerome at Ghost Town Studios. Oh. And then we went to Denmark to mix those songs, and we ended up recording three more songs. So it's kind of just taken on a life of its own, and we felt like it would be best served to kind of give it like two different movements of, rather than kind of throwing it all out there and just kind of giving it like its own space, like, you know, to breathe a little bit. So the next one is actually coming very soon. It's done. It's ready to go. So
excellent.
We're excited about that.
It is, and when you set up upon the project of trying to figure out how to split this into two movements, was there in your mind a natural thematic or sonic break between the two, or are they are the two movements similar in that regard?
They're really similar just because there's a really strong theme going through the whole project. Mm-hmm. But I believe it's kind of, when you put them on separately, you will get a different feeling. Mm-hmm. And we didn't intentionally do that. It just kind of happened. So yeah, it's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. Now, this is a group, and I guess it won't be a surprise just given the people involved, but there's a strong visual element to this group and to the album art and everything from the, you know, the crystal theremin having a visual effect on people who are watching the show. So how does your visual art tie in with this project, if at all?
I think that it's all, you know, visual art and music is totally connected. So they're one of the same. Mm-hmm. And so everything we do, we try to tie in the visual aesthetics to the mood of the music. Mm-hmm. And this is something we've been working on for years. So what you're seeing is a long progression of what we've manifested.
Right. And once again, the album release show is going to be on Saturday. It's over at Club Congress, and Parker Smith is also going to be on that bill. And if people want to keep track of upcoming shows, find out when the next movement is going to be released, what's the best way to keep track of current events for Crystal Radio?
They can go to crystalradiomusic.com, or our Facebook page is really a great way to catch up, like on the daily stuff, daily news. So.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. I want to make sure that we're able to squeeze in our whole set here. So I think we're going to jump back into the music in just a moment here. But I want to thank everybody again for coming down tonight. I want to remind everybody once again, Saturday, September 10th is going to be the album release show for this first movement in the project, Ghost in You. What are the formats that people can pick this album up in?
We are releasing a vinyl, a crystal record, which is a clear vinyl. It's really beautiful. And we have a wooden record that we created.
Wow.
So this is all, we had 120 backers help us put this vinyl together and the wooden record. And we actually made a poker deck called the Hidden Hand Poker Deck, which is really fun.
Very cool.
So we have a lot of really fun stuff. But the Digipak CD, of course, is available as well.
Perfect. All right. So Saturday, September 10th, Crystal Radio Club Congress. We're going to hear three more songs here before we wrap things up. Crystal Radio live in Studio 2A.
But a dream, a tiny in between, got me moving all in directions. Life is never what it seems, it glitters while it gleams. Is this only in my dreams? Something so complete, a kind of heaven for souls to meet. Oh, what a
moving forward, using all my breath, making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference, and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing when I won't do. I'll stop the world and build with you.
Future's open.